It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Spanish athlete spent 500 days alone in a cave, all for science.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
It's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
And Haven Real Estate. Alrighty then.
Hey everybody, it's news time. I am out of practice. You'd think maybe while I was in the hospital I would have practiced the news. I didn't.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
I didn't. I listened to the show maybe like three times. I would turn on my app and I would try to listen to some of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the mornings are kind of a busy time at the hospital.
Oh, yeah. You got a lot of people running in and out.
Yeah.
Got to check this, sir. Got a doctor coming in.
It's kind of like, I just keep getting interrupted.
Mm-hmm, and, sponge bath.
Mm, well, there's always the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
You know what, Steve?
Thanks,
I
Steve.
Did do that.
Yeah, good job, funny. Steve.
It's funny you should mention that because I did indeed listen to the podcast. Not all of it, but like an hour of it.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Nice. Appreciate that.
Just to keep an eye on you.
By you mean both of us, right?
You.
Okay.
Jay's a machine, man. You know what you're going to get. I don't know about you.
What, I'm a wild card?
It sounds like it. Yeah.
I've never been called a wild card.
Well, now you have. Deal with it.
Yeah. Kind of I'm like, you know, Steve, maybe this is a time that you sneak out a little early or do some. No.
No, man. He's locked in.
Just there, finding things to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, guys. Well, it's been around for 102 years.
102.
102 years, Campbell's Soup.
Oh, man, yeah.
Mm-mm, good. That's a great slogan.
It is a great slogan, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But after 102 years, the folks at Campbell's have said, goodbye, soup.
No.
They're getting rid of soup on all the labeling, everything.
Oh, what do you mean? So they just won't have a picture of soup anymore?
It's just called Campbell's is now the name of the company.
Oh, I see.
Campbell's.
Huh.
Because they said we've expanded many, because
they do
many
like stew and stuff
the
and the rest of stuff or what?
Yeah, they do a lot of other things. And so they just said,
no,
yeah, we're just Campbell's. It's, you know what's weird about it is like, well, you could have just continued to call it Campbell's Soup and it was their, you know, something that wasn't really soup. I don't think anybody cared.
I don't think it would have. No, it obviously wouldn't have affected anything. Yeah.
It's the
it never
soup
would
division
have bothered me. As long as they have like the red and white can.
Yeah, right. For the soup. I mean,
all I need to know.
If they're dumb enough to change that. Oof, boy.
Oh, don't do it.
No. There's a huge plant in Omaha where we used to live.
There's a what?
A huge plant, a huge Campbell's plant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just one of those.
You ever tour it?
You know, I didn't. I never thought to tour this soup plant, but now that you've said it out loud, maybe that's my bad.
Might be fascinating, yeah.
I don't know why those things are kind of interesting, even if it's just like, oh, it's just a boring factory, but you know what? It has some heritage to it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially when you see what really goes into doing it and making it, you're like,
yeah,
wow.
And those little guys in the white hats with the spoons, like, you know, taste testing the soup and double dipping into the chicken noodle and stuff. I'd like to see it.
Oh, and the guy who is sharpening the lids so sharp.
Yes.
That if you touch your finger, it's gone.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to see what that guy's fingers look like.
One guy?
I think it is just that one guy, isn't it, Kev?
Have you not seen an assembly line, Steve?
Each
it's
person has a task.
Guy. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they are working hard, but. Yeah, lid sharpening guy. That's a tough gig.
Yeah, that's a lot of
it is.
A lot of soup cans.
Also, glue guy, you know, the one that glues the labels on. I mean, that poor guy, his fingers are stuck together all day.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Do you guys have time for a quick little story of something that I've added to my home? I did this last week and then
story number two.
Sounds like he's gonna do it.
Mm-mm.
I haven't been able to tell you guys about it.
What do you got?
You know, something I've talked about for a long time on here. We had a listener letter about it, mm-hmm. and that was just all the confirmation I needed. And that was getting a bidet. A bidet.
Oh, I thought you said getting a day. And I'm like,
getting
wait, you got your own day?
Bidet.
Wow, yeah.
becoming a bidet owner.
Ooh.
They're very simple now. They just attach the top of your toilet. They're, I don't know. It's a weird, like, taboo thing in America for some reason. But everybody who had one said, these are awesome, dude. It'll change your life. It's such a better concept. And so I thought, well, I've always wanted to get one. Our old producer, Slim, he's been on it for a couple years and saying,
oh, man, his legs might probably fall asleep.
It's the way to go.
Well,
it's
he's
the
been
way
off
to go.
And on it. And
yeah,
off
yeah.
And on.
I see what you're saying.
So I had last week, I asked my son, I said, hey, would you be willing to install that for me? Not that it was hard, but I had the gout and I couldn't really do it.
I had the gout.
The gout yeah. in the wrist. Right. And I was like, and he's like, yeah, I can do it. So he did it. I was gone somewhere and he sent me a video of what he had done and installed.
Okay.
And again, perfect, easy concept. You turn the water. It's got different settings. It sprays out.
Sure.
Blah, blah, blah. It's got a self-cleaning nozzle. The whole, you know, so it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Took him 2 minutes to hook it up.
Okay.
And, but the video he sends me is absolutely hilarious because he goes, all right, I'm going to turn it on full blast here. So he just takes it and turns it all the way up. That thing shoots water from my toilet.
Yeah, it has to be all the way across the room.
All the way across the room and hits the wall.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, just the angle alone, I feel like it's like, you know.
Well, the angle is up.
I know. I've seen the pictures. I understand the concept because
so you would think
your rear end is up. So yeah.
Straight to the roof.
I think it's more of a 45, is it not?
The roof?
What do you mean? The roof?
The roof of what?
Your bathroom?
Oh, okay.
The ceiling?
Okay.
What were you thinking?
A different kind of roof.
Huh? I don't think I want to know.
A roof is outside, Steve. That's my bad.
Yeah, a ceiling.
I said
thinking.
A roof.
Yeah,
it's a ceiling.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Is that where the confusion came in?
No.
Words matter, Kevin.
But it's fine. It's all good.
Well, I have the video. I'm going to post the video on our page because it's one of those that's just great for a laugh because he turns it on and it shoots so far and his girlfriend has just like the most perfect little chuckle to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that deserves to be on the internet.
There's going to be some times where that somebody's going to do that just for fun.
Well, I'll tell you, you don't start at that volume.
I've learned it.
I've used it a few times now, and I'm like, you got to kind of ease into it.
Yeah.
If you just turn it up straight to that, you are startled. You'll fly up and hit the roof, Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I also, Kevin, bought Famous Amos bite-sized cookies made with Belgium chocolate. Of course, Belgium is the world's
$1.99.
Kevin James.
Are you going to let me finish? I have a whole thing. There's a whole thing here.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You're going to punt on the final story? No pun intended, Kevin?
Yeah, we've had some business that's needed to be taken care of, and it's been my fault that it hasn't happened because, hit or miss, or there was a day you were gone, Jay, and then, of course, I've unexpectedly gone for a week with some troubles, you know, in the hospital, and so
technically the troubles weren't in the hospital. The troubles were prior to the hospital, but go ahead.
They were, yeah, but they stayed there too, I guess, for a while. They didn't let me leave till they thought most of them were gone.
I think that's how they operate normally, yeah.
No
pun again, no pun intended.
Yeah. But our buddy Rick has, every year we do our Seahawk 49ers bet. Whichever team has the better regular season is the winner.
Our garbage guy, Rick.
It's getting less and less fun because the Niners are just really good right now.
They are,
I still love the Seahawks. I'll still pull for them, and I am stupid enough to keep betting on them.
Our garbage guy, Rick, is here to talk trash, pun intended. Rick, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It's a good thing that the Seahawks won because I don't want to hear the complaints from Kevin already.
Yeah, it would have happened.
It would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 1-0, man.
1-0 is 1-0, baby. So, Rick, what's the bet you're going to win this year?
So, I want Kevin, do you have a couple ideas in mind, or do you have just one idea in mind? Because mine's going to be, it's probably going to be the best one yet, and I just want to, if I say mine first, then you can change your mind if you have something too in mind.
Well, I'll be honest, Rick, I forgot that I had to make a part of the bet because there's a chance I could win.
Of course.
But with that in mind, and just thinking of everything that I've come off of and how much have I enjoyed of having a nurse and all that stuff, I would like is for you to do some home health care, if you will.
Oh, no.
Man, you better hope for some victories there, Rick.
I'm okay with it.
So to where you will be helping me. We'll have to figure out how many days.
No bedpans.
No bedpans, I think, is fair.
No, that's completely fair.
I think you got to have some totally boundaries, fair. I think, is a good idea.
Yeah.
Lots. Yeah, lots of boundaries.
Majority of boundaries.
And maybe, you know, and if it's at a time where I'm feeling great, that it's just like, oh, man, how about some ice water, Rick?
Oh, he's just waiting on you. I see.
No maid outfits either.
So no maid outfits, no bedpans. Kevin, are you good with that?
Those are two things I can live up to.
He basically has to be your personal assistant. We're not going to get weird with it. I mean,
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe
personal
we'll get him a
assistant
bell.
Slash nurse.
I think you've crossed into the uncomfortable part.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Rick seems to be okay with that, with a few caveats. I think
go
are fair.
Go Hawks.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Rick? What's yours this time?
So August 29th next year, I turn 40 years old.
Whoa, you're old.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, 39 was bad enough, and now I'm turning 40 next year?
Yeah,
terrible.
Man.
Kevin, what's your profession in life?
I'm a disc jockey, I guess, an announcer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So, my bet is if I win, I'm gonna have a big bash for my 40th. I have a bunch of property. My in-laws are right next to me. They have a bunch of property, so I'm going to go all out. But I need a DJ, and that's free of cost, of course.
Well, duh.
So that's my thing.
You're going to have Kevin DJ your 40th party, your 40th birthday party. He has to have the full setup, be your DJ, and do it for free.
And if I tell him to play a song, he better play that song.
Right. I got you.
I've been to some weddings. I know how it goes,
Kevin.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'll try to. I don't know if I have that song. I'll try to get it.
Well,
on
first
for
of
you.
All, let me check my calendar for next year.
You're gonna have to block it out, Kev. That sounds like what you got to do.
March, April, May, June, July, August 29th.
What day of the week is that, Rick?
Oh, it's a Friday.
Oh,
it's a Friday.
Baby.
Yeah, so we might have to do August 30th. I haven't decided yet.
You're not gonna do days. August 30th.
Okay. 29th works then.
Not if you want me there.
Okay, so August 29th.
August 30th, we already have two weddings, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
29th works.
What, do you got a frog in your pocket?
me and me peoples.
Yeah.
Me peoples.
Anyway, August 29th then?
Is that good for you, Kevin?
Why don't you guys just, you know what, you can figure it out. You can agree on a date.
It's fine.
Seems very excited. Seems super fired up.
We don't like doing events
up.
Back-to-back, Rick.
Yeah, well, it's, you know what?
It's a year from now. Sleep up. Nap up. Whatever.
Nap up.
Nap up, bro.
You don't have to put yourself twice. Just keep it in your rig. You're good.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Well, there Rick, you have I guess it. That's fine. We'll make that happen. But you can dang well better believe I'm giving you that's a big service, bud.
But, I'm well aware.
Okay, so
and I will say that if you think if I need my toenails clipped or something, you will be doing it.
Yeesh.
If I win,
go Niners.
I make my own toenails bleed. I hate to see what happens to yours.
Oh man, no more. Don't talk. Hey, oh gosh, seriously. Hey, just to clarify, this is regular season record.
Yes.
Regular season. There's no giving you a game like I did last year because Seahawks are supposed to be decent this year. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the good news is there it's even Steven right now, so that's perfect.
Oh, hey.
It is.
Yep. Yeah.
And, in the record against each other doesn't matter, because that's been the bummer. There's been years the Niners have been better, but the Seahawks beat them both times.
Right, so no advantage for head-to-head.
Yeah, but it would be like a tiebreaker or something, maybe.
Yeah, bummer.
But what if it's 1-1, Steve? Come on now.
Oh, well, then you need another tiebreaker.
Yeah, you would. You would. You'd be better. Guys better to establish this if it's if they are tied and they also split the head-to-head. I mean, you got to figure it out.
Just wait a few weeks and see how it goes.
Okay.
So whoever has the better seed in the playoffs, then, because there's always the tiebreakers later on.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, we got it down. So Kevin would Rick would be Kevin's personal assistant slash wet nurse, and then Kevin would be the
slash what?
Wet nurse. And then Kevin would be the DJ for Rick's 40th birthday party next late summer. All right.
I like it, guys.
Yeah. It's written down now. You can't take it back. Can't wait. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
After many, many years of Pete Carroll running my favorite team in the NFL, they have a new coach. And I was like, are you stinking kidding me? How did we get this guy? Michael McDonald?
Kevin James.
Keep forgetting, we're not gonna lose anymore.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Beat the Show time is brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. Playing for a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. Thank you to them. Category today is Parmalee, and all you got to do is decide who you're going to challenge. Seems like a given at this point, but it's fine. We'll see.
Yeah, you never know.
Dylan.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Appreciate it. What you up to, man?
Work, actually.
Yeah, work. Okay, very good. And you can do that and still play Beat the Show at the same time or take a little mental break or whatever it is. Yeah, there you go.
How much can you bench, bro?
Oh, boy.
Probably about 150.
Okay, so you're a big fella.
Okay.
Big fella.
Yeah. Would you say you're, I don't know if you know how tall like Steve is. Would you think you're taller or shorter than Steve?
I wouldn't know. I'm not sure how tall he is.
Steve's like...
I'm about 5'9".
He's about 5'2".
Oh, yeah, definitely taller.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah.
Whoa. Hey.
What? 5'1"? All right, so the category is Parmalee for today's Beat the Show.
Whatever,
man. Oh, Parmalee.
Parmalee, yeah, they're in concert tonight. Dylan, who would you like to challenge today, me or Kevin?
I'll challenge you.
All right, see you in about a minute. Kevin. Okay. Kevin, you got the scoreboard. Steve's got the questions. Dylan, you've got the answers. Pass if you get stuck. See you in a minute.
All right, here we go, Dylan. First question is, can you spell Parmalee?
P-A-R-M-A-L-E-E.
Parmalee is performing at the CDA Casino Resort Hotel tonight. What is their slogan over there? You want to pass on that one?
Yeah, pass.
Matt Thomas and Scott Thomas are members of Parmalee. How are they related?
Brothers.
Parmalee originated in North Carolina. What is that state's capital?
I'm not sure.
Parmalee appeared on the Kelly Clarkson show a few years back. Can you name one of Kelly Clarkson's children?
I cannot.
Okay. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running in circles in my mind is our lyrics to what Parmalee song?
Gonna love you.
Okay. All right. Bring back Jay. Waving.
Okay. Sorry. Yep. All right. Okay. How'd it go, Dylan? How'd it go?
Oh, I butchered it.
Oh, no. Or were they bad questions? Kevin, were they bad questions?
They weren't great.
Oh, Kevin. All right, we'll see how we do, Dylan. I might give you a point just for bad questions. We'll see how it goes. 60 seconds. I'm ready.
All right, Jay. Spell Parmalee.
P-A-R-M-A-L-E-E. Parmalee.
Parmalee is performing at the CDA Casino.
I should have said, can you use it in the form of a sentence? That would have been funny, but yeah. I missed it. Okay, anyway.
They're performing at the CDA Casino Resort Hotel. What is their slogan? CDA Casino.
Oh, the winning is just the beginning, I think.
Matt Thomas and Scott Thomas are members of Parmalee.
They are, yes.
How are they related?
They're brothers.
Parmalee originated in North Carolina. What's that state's capital?
Raleigh.
Parmalee appeared on the Kelly Clarkson show a few years back.
Hmm.
Name one of Kelly Clarkson's children.
Oh, boy. Charlie.
Where Kevin got upset.
Charlie bit my finger.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles
in my
mind.
In my t-shirt, in my ride. Ba-na-ba.
Our lyrics to what Parmalee song?
Girl in Mine.
Okay.
Blasting the songs at my house last night. Blasting the songs. Getting ready. Because my wife did the thing where she's like, I can't remember all the Parmalee songs. And I'm like, funny you should ask, honey. Poof. Had them ready to go. Ooh, I knew she was going to watch. She likes to do the thing where you listen to all the music for the people you're going to see before you get there.
Yeah.
To kind of get in the mood and remind you of all the, And then I also looked up, because I was trying to remember the story. Kevin, do you remember the story when, was it, wasn't Matt, when his, I'm pretty sure it was, I'm not 100% sure now that I've said it, but I think it was Scott that got shot. Do you remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
During like a robbery. And, like, was in the hospital forever. And I was trying to remember the story, so I looked up all the details of the story. So, anyway, back to the game.
Okay.
Question: are you eating chips, Kevin?
I see you retain them for a while.
Well, I mean...
No, Jay, I'm fighting with a... trying to get some grapes out of the bag. And I got my hand stuck in the bag. And I couldn't get it... in or out.
Clearly.
So finally I was just like, I'm going to have to make noise and just yank it out.
You're the guy at the movie theater who's like trying to open the candy and you're like,
right, and
for
we
the
go
love
to the
of God.
Quietest part of the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just like, nobody talk.
Oh, man. What is going on? All right, let's see how we did.
Spell Parmalee. Both of you spelled it correctly. It's P-A-R-M-A-L-E.
Good job, Dylan. 1-1.
Nice. Yeah.
Well done, well done. Parmalee is performing at the CDA Casino Resort Hotel tonight. What is their slogan? I would have accepted two answers here, actually.
Okay.
I guess. Winning is just the beginning, which is what you said, Jay.
Yeah.
And Welcome Home. I don't know. I guess
that's
okay.
The that's what I was singing the song in my head.
Yeah. But yeah, I was thinking of the commercial.
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2-1, right?
Okay, yeah.
Matt Thomas and Scott Thomas are members of Parmalee. How are they related? Both of you said brothers.
Nicely done, Dylan. Way to go.
Both of you correct.
There you go. Three to two.
Parmalee originated in North Carolina. What is that state's capital? Was looking for Raleigh on that one, Jay. You got that right.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Very nice.
Good job.
Dylan, you get that one?
He did not.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't know that one.
Oh, stuck on that one. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Parmalee appeared on the Kelly Clarkson show a few years back. Name one of Kelly Clarkson's children.
Yeah,
I didn't realize.
Why would we know this?
I thought this was more of a knowledgeable thing than it is, I guess. I don't know.
I guess I had forgotten she even had kids.
Are her kids famous?
Well, I mean, I feel like I've seen them in like videos and stuff.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know. River or Remington?
No. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. I might be in the wrong. I apologize.
It's all right. River and Remington. I'll never remember it now.
I knew she had children.
You knew she had children. 1 point for Dylan.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So Charlie was wrong.
Charlie was incorrect. Yeah. Charlie the Coyote, also incorrect.
Dang it.
You're like candy.
In my t-shirt, in my
I wonder,
ride.
You know, there's a possibility that Kelly Clarkson's kids also like candy, just for the record. Back to you.
Very
I
possible.
Bet they do.
Yeah.
Like candy.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my
in
mind.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind.
Lyrics to what Parmalee song?
Oh,
Girl in Mind was correct.
Love that song. Yeah. Great song.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Another point for you on that one. And we didn't get to question number 7 for either of you guys because my questions were not that great. Parmalee's first EP was titled Daylight. Daylight Savings Time ends in what month was the question?
November.
I'm glad we didn't get to it. And Kevin, you are right. 1 point, Kevin.
Okay. All right. What was the final score, Kevin?
You won.
You're the worst. Oh well, my god!
It was fun.
You know what, Dylan? You're getting the gift card. You just win.
Oh man, you guys are awesome.
All right, hold on for a second. We'll get it for you right there. Between the grapes and the not keeping score, and I don't know what was happening there.
I kept score. I mean, what? I believe it was five. No, four. I didn't really keep score.
I was trying to quickly add it up.
I knew who won.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. I guess that's not really breaking news.
No.
James.
But we just do the news here. We don't do breaking news.
Yeah, we don't do... Can't expect us to do breaking news. We're crying out loud. We play music and stuff. We have jokes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Well, we'll see how this goes, Kev.
1,181 is the number.
1,181.
It's the most anybody could have.
Oh, wow.
Miles on a car.
1,100. The correct answer is you can have a 1,181 streak of solving the Wordle. That's how long it's been around.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
1,181 different Wordle puzzles.
Do they keep track every day? Does it just have a number there? Is that how you're easy for you to check that way? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you can always see. And you can go and check like your stats, like how many you've done.
Oh, man.
And
mine
how
probably
many
says
in a
like
row
four.
You've done.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer. I have been so inconsistent with mine. It bums me out because I'm the one who started it with my family. It makes me happy that they all still love it. And I'm just the one that's not getting it done as often.
Right.
Because they all do it in the morning, right when it's like the busiest time for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Like when I'm getting stuff ready for the show, whatever. It's like I don't have time for Wordle. And then, of course, I forget about it because nobody sends a message later in the day. You know, they all send them in the morning. And yeah. So I'm like, dang it.
Yeah.
But every randomly, like today, I was just like, I'm playing Wordle. And when I was in the hospital, I'm like, I'm going to play Wordle.
And?
What phone game are you... Well, I win always.
Okay, that's what I was curious about.
Yeah.
Are there any games on your phone that you are into right now?
I mean, same one I'm always into. Yeah, it never changes.
Clash Royale or whatever?
Yep, that's it.
Man, that is awesome. That you are so loyal to that thing, and I love
years,
it.
Years of the same game.
Really?
Yeah, people are always like, don't you get bored? I'm like, you don't know me very well.
Because I was thinking about it, like, in the hospital, I was like, man, I could use something to pass the time.
No kidding.
Now, the trouble was my right hand's still not working great because of the gout. So the games on the phone just were not a very good option.
Yeah, I gout that
but
would
I
even
was
work.
Like, man, I don't even have a go-to one. I did Wordscapes forever.
Yep, that's a good one.
And I think it got offloaded on my phone because there was too much other stuff.
Probably, and then you just couldn't get it back, or they probably stopped doing it.
I mean, I could get
it
back,
right?
I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
Do they still do it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would just have to re-download it from the cloud and get rid of something else.
Yeah.
Producer Steve, are you any sort of game player on your phone?
You know, I don't have one right now, and I don't think I really ever have.
You should try it.
Yeah, I don't know if I really ever was a...
Did you hear that?
What's that?
That was a gasp from the entire audience being shocked that you didn't have one.
Right.
Oh!
No, he doesn't have one. That's incredible.
Steve, that does... It just kind of fits you, right? Because it's like, it's everything that you should have... You have plenty of time for it.
Yep.
But you're just like, no, I don't have one.
Of the age, all the things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to be a certain age to phone game.
Well, I would just say you're probably likely to game if you're younger.
That's okay. I'm not a big gamer. I just never,
It's also not
my,
interesting.
Not my thing.
Yeah, interesting that you have never ever
downloaded.
Got it.
I downloaded Yahtzee. Hmm. I've been kind of intrigued with the Yahtzee lately. I've been thinking about games that I can get for my granddaughter and I to play.
Okay.
And Yahtzee's one of them. I mean, the numbers are going to be a little bit much for her right now.
Right.
But I think that it gets us going down the right path. And I do love to play
Yahtzee. Are you trying to do a linked game or just a game on your phone? Because, you know, she could use a device. Or you just want to use yours and then play it together is what you're thinking, right?
No. I want to get the real game. The roll the dice.
Oh, you want a physical game. I see, not a phone.
Yeah, because I downloaded the one on the phone. It stinks.
Yeah,
it's just not cool.
I got you. Yeah,
it's not as fun.
Well, I think that's a better idea anyway. Do the board game,
that
the actual physical
cup.
Game. Oh. Yeah. She can throw the dice at you or the cup, whatever it might take.
You know what I actually used to do was, you guys ever do the like the pool or
swimming pool?
No, like
You mean the game of pool, like billiards?
Yeah, billiards.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to do that.
You used to play billiards. You were a pool shark.
On the phone.
Oh, on the phone. Oh, I did that once. I did that once, yeah.
And ping pong. I used to do that.
Oh, I haven't done the ping pong one.
Yeah, that's fun.
Do you just use your finger as the paddle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's a pad. I mean, you put your
Yes, I understand, but it's still your finger. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Eye hand coordination games, Kevin. Try those.
Yeah, it does not sound bad.
I'm looking right now. Best
they have some
games
fun
for kids.
DJ games.
Best games for kids who are five. One of the ones that just popped up, it's called It's Not Poop.
I thought that was a book.
You know what she loves right now? And I feel like it's been around forever.
Your granddaughter?
Is Minecraft.
Oh.
I don't know where. I don't know if it's from Roblox that got kids into Minecraft again. But she loves to play Minecraft.
Is that the building one, right? You build stuff?
Yeah.
Boy, it shows you. It's kind of bad. You can tell I hardly ever played it. I remember at one time,
yeah,
I think
either.
It was.
I'm glad you didn't ask too many questions.
Any more questions about it?
I don't know.
I think when the kids were trying to figure out stuff to do at home during COVID, that I they're like, you got to try this for a while. And they got into it for, you know, like a minute and then moved on to a different game. But yeah, I think that it had its heyday at that point, like in 2021 or something. At least at my house.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably true.
Still kind of fun, though. Yeah, well, there you go. Now, that one's on the phone, right? You're going to do that one on the computer or whatever? Not the in...
Which one?
Minecraft?
Minecraft is on my phone. Yeah. She just plays it on my phone. And then I'll be getting real Yahtzee and see
how
that
goes. Yeah. I think you should let her do Wordle, too. She has a better chance of winning, I think.
Or what about Uno?
Uno's always fun, Steve. I can't complain about Uno.
All right, so don't do it.
I don't feel like it's...
Don't do it, though.